All right, we're at C++ and Beyond, talking to native devs that are attending the conference. Please introduce yourself.
I'm David McEwen. I work with box office and theater software for mostly smaller venues, but it can be basically anybody that sells a ticket. So we're competing with some of the bigger names in the ticketing industry that most have heard of, but I won't mention.
Yeah.
And we're just really trying to enable community theater and the arts.
Excellent, man. So in terms of C++, how are you using the language?
Well, right now we use it in two levels. On a tool that we use, the tool is created in C++, and that allows us a higher level of abstraction. And then in order to extend the tool, we use C++ directly to get extra features or platform-specific things, and that's basically it.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. And so in terms of the things you've learned about in this great 3 days here, mm-hmm. what are some of the things that you're really excited about from sort of the...
Well, I'm mostly newer to C++ because I was in the higher level language, and then I moved down to C++ when we needed to create more features. And one of the things that I've liked about the conference is it shows really how deep the pool goes, in that because I'm new and I'm still picking things up, I find that these guys are a decade ahead of me, at least, in terms of what they know and the features they're able to extract. But I like knowing that because that means I'm not at the end. I'm not running into barriers. I'm not hitting the limits. I'm just at the beginning, and there's way more potential. And the best part about that is that these guys are thinking about how to push the limits before I even get there. And
excellent.
I think that's one of the great things about C++ and the standards that go with it.
What do you make of the conference so far? What's your
I think it's been excellent. I mean, the presenters especially, it's three of the most professional, humble guys that I've seen. They're very... I suppose the best term would be intellectually honest with everything, and that they're really smart guys, they know what they're talking about, but at the same time they'll say, you know, there's limits to them as people and the concepts that they're doing, and I think that's a great thing for programmers to hear, because as you know, there's nothing's free, there's always going to be a compromise, and it's great that they're honest enough about that to educate everyone.
Excellent. Now I know that I've had my mind blown on several occasions at this event. What are some of the things that sort of surprised you or, you know, like made you go, wow? Anything in particular that you can think of?
Well, basically every one of the sessions kind of makes me do that, except maybe for the introduction. I really like the breadth of things that are doing. Andre
sure.
really gets into the templates. Scott and the memory model stuff for the new C++ 2011
has
really been interesting. And of course, it's always interesting to have Herb because he's got such an in-depth knowledge of the Microsoft compiler and the standards committee and all the things that he does. So I think every day is a new thing that makes me go, wow, but I have a tough time nailing it down to one
sure.
thing.
Excellent, yeah. Well, and you said you like the way the language is going with lambdas and auto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What other things do you find interesting, like R-value references, perfect forwarding? What do you think of that stuff?
Yeah, the Lambda stuff is great, and the forwarding is also great for efficiency.
Yeah.
I think just in terms of the language, I like that it's kind of an all-encompassing thing, as it has been in the past, where you're doing multi-platform, and now you're doing more multi-core, and of course C++ 2011 goes more to multi-core and standardizing that kind of stuff. And then there's even beyond that now where we have Herb talking about AMP and the things that are going to go on with that. And I think all of them are fantastic directions because it, like I said, these guys are thinking of the problems before I really have run into them. So
excellent.
I think all of those directions are great, and if we can get more into the mobile space on that, then that's great too. So I really think the features they're putting in are really going to enable a lot of cool programs, cool applications, and cool things that I can do in the future. So I think that's great.
Cool. Well, hey, thanks for coming on Channel 9.
Oh, no problem.
And this will be ongoing native, man.
Excellent.
So stay native, man.
Stay native.
Perfect. Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.